If you want to stand out in this oversaturated market of tons of admin virtual assistants, people who say they can do the job, you've got to bring something extra to the table. And this has made me so successful, and I'm going to teach you how. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, welcome back to the show. If you're new here, I'm Emily Reagan, a fellow freelancer, also mom of four, and recently retired military spouse. I'm trying to get a new identity. I guess I could say expat spouse. But anyway, I am so grateful you're here today and listening to this show. There's so much to talk about in this online space. When I first started working online, I didn't know what to call myself. I didn't know anything about this freelancer world. I just kind of fell into it. It was 2009. I said yes to helping a client with their PR and their Facebook marketing, not knowing that I would open up a huge door to this business. Now I make six figures. I have a couple core clients. I'm doing pretty well. And I started connecting my friends with business owners because people wanted more of me. I booked out so quickly. And that's because I brought something extra to the table that all the regular VAs didn't do. And I had the hunger and the eagerness and the willingness to learn. That, my friend, is the mantra of a unicorn. Some people ask me, why unicorn? Why does Emily Reagan, Sporty Spice herself, have a glittery, sparkly, super girly mascot? That's because the unicorn is the essence of everything I've done and how I've made myself different. Now stick with me for a second. When I first started, I didn't know what VA was. I didn't know that I was a virtual assistant. My clients would call me a virtual assistant, and I never liked it. And that's because it sounded very underling to me. And virtual assistant is just too vague. It really describes an industry and not a specific job title. But I even lack the words for a job title. And right now, online business owners are throwing around VAs all the time when they mean tech VA or social media manager, Pinterest manager, YouTube specialist, copywriter, graphic designer, and they just say VA, and it never sat well with me. And so I was struggling with what to call myself, and so unicorn popped in my head a couple years ago. And I was remember Voxering my teammate thinking, like, what do I call myself? And I said, I'm a unicorn VA. And here's why I like unicorns. This is why Sporty Spice loves unicorns. Unicorns are rare. They're hard to find. They have a skill set that is in demand that everybody wants, being able to help with digital marketing and have an understanding of online business. They're rare in the fact that each single one of us brings something special to the table that's unique. We're all special snowflakes here. We all have a unique mix of our interests, our passions, our education, our work experience that combine itself to help one perfect client or more than one client in this space. If you love quilting and you're helping a sewing business owner with an online business or a quilter or some kind of creative, you're going to love your job. It's going to be the perfect fit. And that's rare because there's a lot of VAs out there who know nothing about sewing machines or DIY and have zero interest. So that's what makes you special. And that's what my unicorns are. We're magical in that we can get things done. We're wearing multiple hats. We're helping get things done behind the scenes and make the magic happen. And business owners these days, like, they can't hire 15 different specialists. They need somebody who has a skill set to take on many things. They need to be able to figure it out or come to the table with solutions. Business owners just need it off their plate, and they need someone who can handle it. And that's a magical skill set. I used to undervalue that, but that's being adaptive, that's being a go-getter, and that's being somebody who just gets stuff done. Unicorns are coveted. Because this skill set is so rare, this work ethic is so rare, they're hard to find. And this is what makes you special, and this is what you lean into in your discovery calls, especially if you're working with dream clients. A lot of people can crunch numbers, do data entry, but not everyone will understand what you do and have the background and the skill set and the talents that you do. So you got to lean in hard to what that is. So what makes you special in this space? How do you become indispensable? How do you turn to this point where you're like me, where you're turning away clients and people just want more of you, is because I brought my skills to the table and I was willing to say yes along the way. I learned their business inside and out, and I cared about their business. I was never clocking in and clocking out for a paycheck. I actually wanted to see results and help them meet their goals and execute their mission of their business, and that became painfully obvious. There's a lot of virtual assistants out there jumping on work that seem desperate for any kind of work, like they don't even care. This is how you'll stand out. Business owners want to hire unicorns because they want someone to grow with their team and they want a sidekick. They want a teammate. And I mean that in the best way possible, someone who's a strategic partner. You might start off being a doer, a taskmaster, an implementer, but you're positioning yourself to be a manager within their business. They want someone who's going to be loyal and dedicated and stick around for the long haul. You can use all of this to your advantage. This is the unicorn mantra right there. And as you get in the weeds of their business and see things and patterns and get results, you start to know their business inside and out and you become indispensable. You start coming to the table with ideas and executing them. That's what makes you magical. So you've got to stand out in this space. How do you become the person that the client is coming to every time they want to hire? How do you upsell your services? How do you become their go-to person? This is going to give you the biggest head start in this space, especially if you're new, because you're competing against people who might have started in 2010. And you're not behind. You're definitely not behind. You're just not charging as much as they are at this point. Those people have specialized. They're not even in competition with you. You're in this eager learning, get as much experience and clarity as possible stage. So demonstrate this in your next team meeting. Come with ideas of what's working, what you're hearing, what's working, new tech suggestions. Help them connect the dots. One of the biggest things you can do to stand out, and this is what I teach my unicorns inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, is track your data. Track your results and start correlating that data. Over time, this will give you a lot of information as to what's working in the business and what's not. Other VAs aren't doing this, I guarantee. Some even struggle to put together a monthly report on what they even did. They're just sending an invoice. There's no proof of work and there's no proof of results. This is how you stand out, and this is how you go above and beyond. This is how you up-level into a marketing manager spot. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. Now, if your client is in a meeting and they mention things that they wanted to get done or on their to-do list, or they mention like a tech platform they want to try, pick it up where they dropped it and take care of it. Say, I'll do it. Volunteer or do research on your own and come back to them. You will wow them. There's so many times I've dropped hints to my team what I needed help with. And what I secretly want, because I'm a bad communicator, is someone just to do it, to take it, do it, get it done. And in a quick time, a quick turnaround, that's what a unicorn does. Unicorns also share resources. I love when my team, and I do this with my clients, when we share podcast episodes or tidbits or ads or something or aha moments or masterclasses or any kind of inspiration or something encouraging to the team that help us get better at our own jobs, help us nail down our own messaging, that will make you stand out when you're bringing outside suggestions to the table. It doesn't even have to be original thought. Just being able to brainstorm and strategize with your clients puts you way above the VA who's just taking marching orders. Now, are there things you could be doing that your client's not getting to? Ask them. I guarantee you they are dying to offload more off their plate. Maybe not dying, but you get it. Some extra things that aren't getting done. Pitching, that's one of them. If you could help them pitch a couple podcasts, a couple guest speaking events a week, if you could help them produce a blog, if you could help them outline a podcast or an email, if you could start a folder with inspiration, swipe files, copy, design inspiration, start a story bank when they tell you something funny, all of that will make you stand out. Here's something else. I teach my unicorns a lot inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant. We cover a lot of territory: email marketing, content marketing, social media, affiliate marketing. We cover website updates, but there's so much more. There's so many social media platforms. There's so many little visibility things that should be doing. Your job as a unicorn, especially those of my students listening after you graduate, is see the holes that they haven't done that you know they need to do based on those growth phases I gave you and say, hey, I noticed you don't have a XYZ. Can I do it for you? It gets you great experience. You look shit hot. You get paid more. Things like speaker sheet, media kit, press page, affiliate resources, affiliate program. Maybe their social media icons on their website aren't linked. How many times do I see those wrong? Maybe you test their opt-ins. Maybe you test their booking. Make sure things aren't working. Maybe you proofread their emails. Maybe you go in and add tracking links. Stuff like that, they'll never get rid of you. And when you go and ask for your pay raise, like we talked about last week, it'll be a no-brainer. They'll do anything to keep you. That's how you become a unicorn. That's how your clients get to the point where they're giving you raises. They're asking you to do more and you can demand more. Another big one is organizing. Organizing. And you don't really have to ask permission. Just come from a heart of like, how can I be organized in case we're adding in new teammates? That could be SOPs. That could be how you organize brand assets or headshots or course material or bios or links. Oh my gosh. We'll have an episode coming up soon with Nika Roberts about SOPs. I encourage you to dive into that one big time. That could be a whole thing. Clients need help filtering their inbox, organizing their testimonials. You could take the bull by the horns and help with that. I have a good example for you. I noticed my team wasn't using my latest bio pictures in some of my photos. I'm like, what? I have all these new headshots. Why aren't we using them? Well, one of my teammates could have easily started a folder in Canva and put in all of my headshots to make it easier on everyone in the whole team to get access to them. And this took, 7 minutes of time to download large file sizes and put them in Canva. Stuff like that you could be doing to be indispensable. It shows you're a team player and you care. And that's where you being heart-centered is going to differentiate you. That's when your clients are not going to go overseas and hire someone for super cheap because you will not be replaceable. You do things like that. I recently asked my Facebook group for a list of things they do to stand out, and I have a few suggestions for you. Anne Marie O'Braskin says she sends call recap emails so they can reference what they discussed. A lot of our clients are creatives. They're the visionaries. They're not really good at being organized. So you transcribing the call, you sharing your notes, a to-do list from that call, putting those tasks in Asana or ClickUp or wherever, that would be magical. Angela Kiska, she says she offers Voxer access to clients to be able to clarify things. She says she knows some freelancers shy away from it. Voxer is like a walkie-talkie app on your phone that you can add. It's great for clarifying and having a conversation. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I just like to keep my notifications off. But a quick voice message and that personal connection shows you're a team player and you're here to stay. And sometimes our clients, they need a little hurrah from us. We're not their therapists, but we kind of are. We're kind of like their business cheerleaders sometimes, especially during a launch or something hard. Sometimes people are just too busy for long emails, and a quick Voxer can just really help your relationship, a quick voicemail. Michaela McLaughlin says she shows up to her calls prepared with questions, ideas, potential problems, and solutions. It can be hard to run a meeting when you're a new team leader. It can be awkward to be in this leadership position where we're all kind of learning to be the CEO of our business. So you taking the bull by the horns, scheduling those weekly, monthly, quarterly meetings to flesh out ideas, brainstorming ideas or meetings or setting the agenda for those meetings, that can be so helpful. And you showing up prepared. This is how you should show up. You are a teammate and you're moving up the ladder. You might have gotten started at the assistant level, but you're a go-getter and you're going to move up. And this is how you can get more pay. This is how you get people referring you. And this is how you level up. I encourage you, if you have marketable skills right now and you need help getting clients, please apply for my digital marketing work group. I have a ton of jobs over there that are going unfulfilled. My unicorns, because we're in such demand, are getting booked out and we could really use you. If you are nodding your head like, yes, I do all those things, I'm super eager and hungry for the work, I know if I just can get my foot in the door with the right clients, this will be big. I'm serious about my business. The digital marketing work group is the place for you. The link to apply is here in the show notes. Okay, I encourage you to check out next week's episode. We're going to be talking about the role of a DOO. For those of you going on up the ladder, this could be your next step. I'll see you then. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. Hold on, people in the hallway sneezing.